I think we left off there in Paragraph Vav. So the Ran Halacha Aleph, that we also shall Adam Lias Nimshach and Deyosa the Meisav Acharei of Acharei the Noah Grimina Ganshe Medina. So the fifth of Tzav Adam is Chavel the Tzadikim, the Leish of Eitel Hachafam and Tamar Kideish Yilman Maaseihim. The Yisrafik Ben Hashem Ha-Hochem Ba-Choshah Kideish Yilal Yilman Maaseihim. Husha Shlomo Omer Holech Es Chachamim Yachram Veroa Ksilim Yeruah. Then in Halacha Beis, Mitzvah says here, "Behi davek b'chachamim kidei lulmav mimaseihem shenem uvo sidbok." So the Rambam has the chiyuv to attach oneself to the chachamim twice. Right? He says it initially in Halacha Aleph that tzoch adam leishev etzel chachamim. And then again in Halacha Beis, that mitzvah says lehi davik b'chachamim. So I think we commented that in Halacha Aleph, right, the Rambam says it without a pasuk. Right, he holds off on the pasuk until Halacha Beis. But in Halacha Aleph, apparently the chiyuv is mikoach hasvara. Masha and Cain, in Halacha Beis, so here the Rambam tells us that it's, in addition to being a chiyuv misvara, it's also a pasuk. It's an explicit mitzvah ha-Torah as well. So what we're going to discuss is, and it has gaps, and you have to figure out whether or not the gaps can be filled in, or whether there's a pircha that emerges from those gaps. The makor, or one of the makoros in Chazal, for the basic distinction that there are mitzvahs which can be known mikoach hasvar, is the famous brisa in Yuma Samach Zayin. Tana Rabbanan, es mishpatei tasu dvarim she'elmalei nichtevu din hu she'yikaseva. There are some mitzvahs, even if the mitzvahs had not been written in the Torah, so then logically we could have, would have, should have understood on our own that those mitzvahs are incumbent upon us. Ve'elu hein, avodas kochavim. It's a question whether or not the next two words are belong here or not. Gilei arayos, that's a shayla. But as we have it printed, ve'elu hein, avodas kochavim, gilei arayos, shvichus damim, ve'gezel, ve'kus Hashem. So those are examples of mishpatim, which when contrasted with chukim, mean again that they're also dictated by svara. As chukosai tishmaru dvarim shasotim meishav alehim ve'elu hein achilas chazir u'vishashatneid v'chalitzas yevama v'taras metzara v'sohem mishnaleach. Okay. Can we do that? If you look in the Rambam, whether in Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda or in Hilchos Geneva. So the Rambam doesn't tell us that the Issa Gezel, the Issa Geneva, is also an Issa Mikoach HaSvar. He begins Hilchos Gzeila. As he begins Hilchos Geneva, there's no signal, there's no Tignovu. It's a lav in the Torah. Kimeduma that you don't know from the Rambam, again, what we're seeing, for instance, in our context there in Hilchos Deis, that the chiyuv is not only, but the chiyuv is a double chiyuv, both mikoach haposug as well as mikoach hasvar. Similarly, in Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, also kemeduma you don't find it. The gadim megadiv bikis Hashem. I'm not sure if you find it either. That any reflection in the Rambam. The shayla is, when does the Rambam tell us What does he not tell us? Because over here, so the Rambam is sort of very conspicuous in telling us that the chi of leishev etzel ha-chachamim, initially in halacha aleph, just mikoach ha-svar, because the reality of the human nature is that derech riyasa shel adam lios nimshach, so because of that, a person has to put himself in the right environment. He has to expose himself to the to proper influences. So perhaps as follows. Perhaps, and again, this is not a Dovah Shalom. I know love. Well, when you look here in Hilchos Deos, so yes, on the one hand, it's clear that the chiyuv is both mitoch hasvar, mikoach hasvar, as well as mikoach hapasuk. On the other hand, there are clear differences between halacha aleph and halacha beis. That there are elements to the chiyuv in halacha aleph which are not present in halacha beis. There are elements to the chiyuv in halacha beis which are not present in halacha aleph. So, for instance, halacha aleph speaks not only leishev etzel chachamim but also hischaber letzadikim. Why? Because the svara is, again, the svara emerges from the reality that derech adam lios nimshach b'dei osav. So chachamim are a very wholesome influence, but so are tzaddikim. Tzaddikim also a very wholesome influence. And heyos, that the svara is equally to expose oneself to good influence, and it's equally true that one should avoid negative influence. So that's why in halacha aleph, the part of the chiyuv is also that yisrachik min harashon. Mashen kein, in halacha beis, it's exclusively the chachamim, and you don't have the converse. You don't have the lehisrachik min harashon. Meidach gisa, in halacha beis, the extent of the... There's a difference between leishev etzel hachachamim and lehidavik b'chachamim. Obviously, lehidavik b'chachamim implies a much closer connection than leishev etzel hachachamim. Leishev etzel hachachamim, I don't know, by when you're looking where to buy a house or buy next door, so the find out a block where the chachamim live and buy in that block. That's a good block to buy on. Lehidavik b'chachamim is sheyisa b'astamid chachamim yasi bitel atamid chachamim leshol v'lishtas in tamid chachamim leshol pragmati l'tamid chachamim leshadlen b'chol minei chibor. That obviously goes a lot further than leishev etzel chachamim. Or in other words, b'kitzer, what the Rambam is telling us here, it's not only that the chiyuv emerges both mikoach hasvar as well as mikoach hapasuk. There's a difference. The chiyuvim are not identical. They do overlap, but on the other hand, they're not identical. And it chaps an afkemina, the fact that the chiyuv is, the fact that it's also a chiyuv mikoach hasvara, in addition to the fact that it's a pasuk in Chumash, chaps an afkemina, again, for those differences that we just enumerated. Smuchim l'chach, that is the reason, a reason for the Rambam to tell us when something is a chiyuv, not additionally that it's also a chiyuv mikoach hasvara. If you take a look in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva for a minute, you have to take a look. Al Yom Ha'odon, Perek Yud Aleph. Al Yom Ha'odon, Harini Osir Mitzvus HaTorah, Ve'osek B'chokhmasa Kedei She'akabal HaBrocha Saksuvus BaTorah, O Kedei She'eske L'chay Olam Haba. Ve'efrosh Ben Haver She'zir Torah Mehen Kedei She'enotza Manakol Saksuvus BaTorah, O Kedesha Loe Kores Mechay Olam Haba, In voy lavdus Hashem al derech zeh, shehoved al derech zeh hu oved miyira, ve'eino milas hanevi'im, v'lo milas hachachamim. Good. What is, so that's oved miyira, which is not the ideal. What is the ideal? Halacha beis. Ha'oved me'ah ve'osek b'tov mitzvos, v'holech b'nesivas hachoch ma'lo mipnei dova ba'olam. Lo mipnei yiras hara'a v'lo kidei liras hatova, ela osel emes b'nei shu emes v'sof hatova lova b'chval. U'mayla zohi mayla gedola ad ma'ol, v'ein kol chochem zochala, v'imayla sarva mavin shakra ha'kodesh baruch hu ohavi, v'fi shalo ovad ela me'ahava. V'hi ha'mayla shetzivanon kodesh baruch hu ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu shenema v'ahavta eis Hashem alakacha, v'chol levavcha v'chol nafsha v'chol ma'odacha. Good. Halacha Dalit. Let's continue. Amar Chacham HaRishon. Shama Tama Harin Lamei Torah B'Shvil She'er Yeh Osher B'Shvil She'akari Rebbe B'Shvil She'akabal Skara B'Olam Haba. Tam Lam La'Abas Hashem Kol She'atem Osem L'Sasu Ela Me'ava. V'od Amar Chacham B'Mitzvosav Chafet Me'od B'Mitzvosav V'lo B'Shar Mitzvosav. וכן היו גדולי החכמים מצווים לנבוני תלמידיהם ומשכיליהם בייחוד in private. אל תהיו כעבודם המשמשן הסרה במנקס לקבל טובה, אלא היו כעבודם המשמשן הסרה במנס שלא לקבל כלום, אלא מפני שהוא הרב רואי לשמשה, כל מעבדו מעבר. כל העוסק באתר כדי לקבל שכר או כדי שלא תגיע עוד הפרון, הסרה זה עוסק בו שלא לשמו. וכל העוסק בו לא לירה ולא לקבל שכר אלא מאבס אדון הכל הארץ שציבו בו, הרי זה עוסק בו לשמו. אז this paragus ממש הפלא, כולו פלא. The entire paragus כולו פלא. First of all, the repetition, no? In הלכה א', the Rambam tells us what isn't oved me'ava, and then says, and that's not the ideal. And then in הלכה ד', he starts all over again, right? The same thing. Right? The exact same thing. And Allah Aleph, Al Yom Adam, Harin Yosef Mitzvah Torah, Kedesh HaKabbalah, Baruch Hazik Mitzvah Torah, etc., etc. Allah Adalit, Amr Chacham HaMishon, Shamatome, Harin Olam Mitzvah, he starts all over again in Allah Adalit. Right? The same cycle of Allah Aleph and Beis, what's Ovid Meir, what's Ovid Me'ava, so the Rambam cycles through that a second time in Allah Adalit and Hay. What's even more of a Pella is that he gives a different definition of what it means to be Ovid Me'ava. The definitions in Halacha Beis and Halacha Hey are not identical definitions. In Halacha Beis, the definition is Ha'ovin me'ava, osek b'tov b'mitzvos v'holech b'nesivos ha'chochma, they're the pathways of chochma, lo mipnei dova ba'olam, lo mipnei yiras hara'a v'lo kidei liras ha'tova, ela osa emes b'nei shu emes v'sof ha'tova lo v'v'chol, Halacha Hey. V'chol ha'osek ba'a, לא ליר ולא לקבל שכר, אלא מפני אבס אדון כל הארץ שציבו בה, הרי זה עוסק בו לשמו. Those are not כיפה לעניין במילים שונות. צהג הנביא, the Rambam has two different definitions of what it means to be עובד מאב. Biggest kasha is in Halacha Beis, right? You wouldn't have thought this was possible. And if we didn't have a Rambam, so we wouldn't have known it was possible. But you wouldn't have thought it was possible to give a definition of Oved Me'ava without mentioning the Rav Shlomo. You wouldn't have thought so, would you? But look at Halacha Beis, that's what Rambam does. Halacha Hey is more what more we would have expected. No, Halacha Beis is. So the answer to the Chara is as follows: that here too, by the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, the Rambam is talking about two different mechayvim. The zechiyah of Avos Hashem mikoach hasvar. The zechiyah of Avos Hashem mikoach haposuk v'ahavta es Hashem alokecha. And here too, although there is obviously overlap between those two distinct mechayvim, but they're not identical. Mechayev of mikoach hasvara, mechayev mikoach hasvara is even the emes is before a person would even have discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chiyuv mikoach hasvara is that a person should search for truth. Even before the person knows the Ribbono Shel Olam, the chiyuv mikoach hasvara is Avraham Avinu didn't know what he was searching for necessarily. He knew that what, if he had known what he was searching for, that he wouldn't have to search, right? Avraham Avinu knew that the belief system in which he was raised was nonsense. And he was searching for truth. Okay, so Chosom Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so that search for truth led him to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why the Rambam defines it without mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the chiyuv mikoach hasvara is that a person should be searching for truth is even before the person knows Ribbono Shel Olam. Even before he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should be searching for the truth. He shouldn't be just partying and the chulu. So the definition of Oved Me'ahava Mikoach Hasvara is that a person has a devotion, dedication to Emes, which again, obviously, then converges with, leads him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the emphasis again is on Emes Mneshu Emes. Emes Mneshu Emes. When one talks about the Mechayev Mikoach HaPosuk, so obviously, if one's talking about the Chiyuv Aras Hashem Mikoach HaPosuk, so then we're not talking about a Chiyuv that's even before a person would know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about the Chiyuv Mikoach HaPosuk. We're talking about the Chiyuv which a person receives standing at the foot of Har Sinai. So there the Rambam says, the Pshat in Oved Me'ava is Mnei Avas Adon Kol Oretz Shetzivoto. That's why, again, smuchim lechach, that this is the pshat in the Rambam. That's why in Halacha Aleph, he doesn't quote any Ma'amori Chazal. All the Ma'amori Chazal, notice he should have sort of saved, you should have used some of his Bekiyas in Halacha Aleph and some of his Bekiyas in Halacha Dalet. Notice all the Bekiyas are stripped into Halacha Dalet and Halacha, because in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is talking about the Chiyuv, Mikoach Hasvara. He can't quote a Ma'amori Chazal. You can't say it's because Chazal told us. That's not necessarily a chiyuv mikoach hasvara. He's emphasizing, no. Al yoma odam, you don't need, it doesn't have to be because it's a gemara in the Nedarim. It doesn't have to be because it's a posuk in Chumash. Even absent the gemara in the Nedarim, even absent the posuk in Chumash. But here too, just as in Perek Vav Hilchos Deos, the Rambam makes a point of telling us that the chiyuv, and that's why he cycles through twice. Once he's telling us Yira and Ava Mikoach Hasvara, once he's telling us Mikoach HaPsukim. So here too, again, if we come back to our question of when does the Rambam tell us that something is also Mikoach Hasvara, when not? So here too, it's because the two obviously overlap, but they're not totally identical. There is Nafkemina that remains. Even once it's a posuk, there's a nafkemina that remains due to the fact that it's mikoach hasvara. Yitochen that by isa gezel, by isa shvichos domen, there is no nafkemina that remains. The fact that it's also mikoach hasvara, but maybe there it doesn't have any nafkemina.
How is the first type considered Oved Me'ahava? I mean, it sounds like Rabbi's saying it's about being searching for the MS. How is that?
Ava means something which is totally selfless, altruistic, shalom l'shem davar ba'olam. It doesn't necessarily translate as love. When the Rambam describes Ava, he's describing more as something that a person is without the negative association. It's something a person is obsessed with without the negative association that we usually have with that word. He's totally captivated, totally mesmerized. But lamdafya, that it translates it as love. You find that lamaisa, obviously sometimes ahava does mean love, but you find it also in let's say in a negative sense also, when you find that Amnon and Tamar. So Amnon is obsessed with Tamar. He doesn't love Tamar. He's obsessed with her. And yet the Navi uses the word ahava to depict it. In Parag Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, when the Rambam's quoting the Gemara in Yuma about the illustration of Tshuva Shleima, that the Dain who all made ba'ahavaso ba, so that's not, Rambam's not talking about love there either. He's talking about lust and obsession. He's not talking about love there. Okay, so that's a suggestion, just to indicate sort of some of the loose ends here that we need to think about in the Hashem. So if you have the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perik Tes, Halacha Aleph. Al shishu dvarim netztavu adam arisham, al avodazor, al vikas Hashem, al shpichas dorim, al gil arayos, al agezer, al adinim. There's a machlokes in the Rambam, in the Baalei Tosfos, whether adam arisham also received Eved Menachai, or whether Eved Menachai was added to Noach. So the Rambam thinks that adam arisham, who was a vegetarian, so he only had six mitzvahs, and then Noach had the seventh mitzvah of Eivir Min HaChai. The Baalei Tosfos is saying no, that Adam Rishon already had the Issa Eivir Min HaChai. Aye, but it wasn't allowed to kill an animal. Yeah, but let's say one animal attacked another animal, and as a result, the limb became detached. So that potentially, absent an Issa of Eivir Min HaChai, would have been mutter to Adam Rishon. Okay, good. Then the Rambam says that this is what's relevant to us in our context. Afal pi shekulan kabbalah hem biyadenu mimoshe Rabbeinu, v'hadas noto lehen, mechlal divrei ha-Torah yeroeh shal elu nitztavu. So the Rambam says it's three things. A, we have a kabbalah. B, the shem mizvah mei noach hasvara, hadas noto lehen. And three, it's the mashmas in Torah Shul Chassad also. So here the Rambam does make a point of telling us that hadas nota lahem. So how does that? What do we do? What do we do with that? That's one thing that we need to come back to. The other thing is that the example we had already in Hilchos Deis of where the Rambam indicates to us that something is a chiyuv also mikar hasvara. So we saw that in terms of the midah beinonis, that the Rambam originally presented it as ro'oi and ein ro'oi, ad kedei kach, that he even tells us the din d'rabbanan before the din d'araisa. So is there enough gemina there? Is there some lingering, remaining nafgamina to the fact that it's also a chi mikor hasvara? How does it diverge there, or does it diverge in the way that the examples of Avas Hashem and the Ladovkava work? Okay, so those are at least two questions. We then it's Hashem we'll come back to. Okay, so we'll resume at 1:30 in the sugya of Kuzbuk and then it's Hashem.